Hi, folks. Yes, it's us again with another double header, because this news of the century, which we're calling Lewis Hamilton moving to Ferrari, is just absolutely, it's a Christmas tree with lots of presents, and you're going to open them and each one has a different significance. And we've already done, you know, the facts about him joining. That's a done deal. But now it leaves the most coveted seat, or one of the three most coveted seats in Formula One available to be filled. I think this is an amazing opportunity for George Russell. There's no doubt about it, because I think he'll now become their number one driver, which will be interesting this year, the dynamic. We'll get into that a bit later. However, facts are, it's a very coveted seat that's out there for grabs. What are the facts right now, as it stands, 24 hours after this incredible announcement, Jed?
Well, the fact is that Mercedes now have one full season to contemplate who they want to place in that vacant 2025 seat. They've got some really big shoes to fill. Yeah, maybe that's one of the reasons why they went and announced the departure so early. Now they can just attract offers from drivers, you know, the highest bidder, and they can take their time to decide who replaces Lewis. Now, in the meantime, we ran a story today and we put in there some candidates. We shortlisted some candidates that might be a natural option for Mercedes to have in their seat in 2025. And the first one basically is Carlos Sainz, you know, a direct swap. Sainz loses his seat at Ferrari, he goes to Mercedes. We don't know about that, but yet there's also the Audi connection of Sainz. Will Sainz go to Audi or will he go to Mercedes? This is one thing. There are other drivers that have been linked as well. Fernando Alonso. Yeah, you and I talked about this, Paul. Maybe Fernando's the first on the phone calling them. Listen, I can drive for you. At the age of 42, are Mercedes looking to have a driver at that age, or will they be looking to the future? If so, an interesting candidate would be Andrea Kimi Antonelli. He's 17 years old. He's a Mercedes junior. I think he's making his debut in Formula 2 this year. If Mercedes don't go the classic route of putting him at Williams or at another team just to hone his skills and then put him in the main team, he could be an interesting option. George Russell is young, but having a younger gun there, which will be looking a lot to the future. And it might make sense for me, for Mercedes, you know, because they're in a building process now with their car. The car's not there. They're building this car, trying to get better. And then they have the 2026 car, which they have to look forward to. They need to nail that thing. So the team is rebuilding from the technical side. So maybe, yeah, why don't they have a young driver there? Esteban Ocon is another name, because Esteban was a former Mercedes-supported driver. He could be called in. Mick Schumacher is a name that comes to mind. You know, many people yesterday on social media, please put Mick in the car, because he's currently their reserve. He's doing World Endurance with Alpine this year. So he should be ready for 2025. He should be free. That could make sense. I would go for Mick. Honestly, I would love for them to give Mick that chance, because we know Mick, he wasn't given a proper chance in F1. Valtteri Bottas, would they bring him back? That's another option. He knows the team, but will they bring him back if he loses his seat in Sauber, aka Audi, if Sainz goes there? Maybe he drops into a Mercedes seat. That's one thing. And the most outlandish one for me, actually, as much as I'm a Seb fan, everyone's saying Mercedes might lure Seb out of retirement. He's younger than Lewis, so why not? What do you think, Paul?
Wow. Yeah, you ambushed me there, because I on purpose didn't want to follow up on the story, because I knew you were going to ambush me. But I didn't realize Mick. Yeah, Mick is a super, super... I'd love to see Mick in that drive. It's all speculation right now, because, as you said, Mercedes hold all the cards. Well, they hold the one card, which is the seat. And that seat, they can take their time to choose. Carlos Sainz, I would say, deserves. It would have been cool if it had been a swap deal. Carlos would be slightly aggrieved that his Ferrari dream didn't come true. But I think Ferrari, for some reason, I feel Sainz and Audi have got a future, because doesn't his father drive for Audi?
Yes, 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 exactly.
I think Sainz is probably a candidate, especially if it's just to tread water. Kimi Antonelli, that would be good. Now, when you mentioned that, I thought to myself, let's look at the history of Formula One drivers at Mercedes. They went straight for the biggest gun of all time. Michael Schumacher lured him back with Nico Rosberg, who was an up-and-coming driver. He wasn't really established as a winner. They turned him into a winner. And then Michael just didn't quite crack it anymore, and for some reason he just didn't have a good time there at Mercedes, especially in his final year. And then of course they hired Lewis. So, and then by then Rosberg's stature had grown, and Lewis was a world champion. So they had senior drivers. And then of course when Rosberg left, they got Valtteri Bottas, and then after Valtteri, they brought in George Russell. So I would say a young driver would be a very good thing, but maybe an Esteban Ocon wouldn't be out of the question. You never know. Lando Norris, contracts are made to be broken. I think right now Toto Wolff holds all the cards, and I think it's an interesting era for the team. I actually think it's good news. I think it's good news for Mercedes because the driver pecking order was never quite established. And I always felt that George Russell kind of got the short straw every time and had to be the sacrificial lamb or didn't go the same route as Lewis so that, to avoid confrontation. Now, from this year on, he has to beat Lewis solidly, send Lewis packing, and he's got to assert himself as the number one driver. Who comes into the second seat? I think it all depends on how George matures this year. If he can show leadership and actually take the baton from Hamilton, I think he's ready to go. But if he falters like he does this previous season, made a lot of mistakes, he's not highly ranked by the team principals anymore. It's a huge season for him to prove himself he can lead this team. And now, removal of the shackles, I'm going to believe that George can do it. And if they've got that guy, then that can deliver wins and races that I believe George can be, then I don't see them needing another big gun. So they probably come in with a Kimi Antonelli or maybe someone that's not going to rattle the boat. And then, as you say, Mercedes on in the verge of rebuilding, and this would be a good way to go for them. So I think on all fronts, this has been, and I mentioned it in the previous video we did when Ferrari made it official. It's the best news for Formula One. It's really shaken up the driver scenario, and I think in 2025 we're going to have some really big surprises. And let's see who it is.
Yeah, I totally agree. And there's one more thing. It might come as a blessing in disguise for Mercedes because now the team is not under pressure. A driver of Lewis's caliber will always put a pressure on the team to deliver a car because I always felt that Mercedes believed they owe him that eighth title, which he didn't achieve, which he lost in 2021. Now the pressure is off Mercedes. For George, they brought him into F1. They developed him, they brought him into the big team, so he has more patience. He has more to repay. He can repay them by patience and waiting for them to deliver a proper car for him to fight for the championship. But the most important thing, which you said, is the fact that this year is a make it or break it year for George. He has to show that he is a leader. Otherwise, they're going to bring a leader into the team in 2025. If not, yeah, maybe Antonelli, maybe Mick will be the good option to be as alongside George.
It was a good point that you mentioned there. But not only George has to raise his game, everyone who wants that seat, everyone who wants to be a candidate, has this year to impress. I think Toto's shrewd enough to know who he's got, but I don't expect there to be a hasty decision. I mean, if there is, then it means this has been thought through a long time ago. They have time. If the car bombs, then it might not be the most coveted season. But if it's a winning car and George and Lewis can win, and Lewis walks away from a winning team. It's just like I said, this is the most amazing story that could ever happen to Formula One at a time when Verstappen is just basically ruling. This is the breath of fresh air we needed. Because you know what? We've been starved of news, and there's 24 races coming, and I can't think of anything more boring than 24 headlines. Max masterpiece. Max wins again. Max makes it three. Max makes it 10. Max, you know what I mean? This is just everywhere Lewis is going to go, they're going to ask him questions about why he moved. But more so than anything, everywhere Toto goes, the first one is me. So who's going to fill that seat? It's going to be amazing, really. It's like you said, the longest, you beautiful, put it beautifully. It's the longest silly season of all time. And I can't think of one that started this early, actually, 1st of February. Folks, thanks for listening, getting this far if you did. Keep on watching. Subscribe if you like what we're saying. If you don't, put it in the comments. We want to improve all the time. You might notice backgrounds and stuff happening. So, yeah, stay tuned. Thank you very much for your support. Cheers.